Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Time When You Made an Important Presentation. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the challenge of describing important presentations. This topic is a common one in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2, and it's likely to remain relevant in future exams. Let's explore how you can excel in this task and boost your speaking score. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In part 1, the examiner may warm up with some general questions about presentations. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you often have to give presentations? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I sometimes have to give presentations at work. It's part of my job to update my team on project progress. I find it challenging but also rewarding when I communicate effectively. Band 8-9. Answer: Indeed. Presentations are a regular aspect of my professional life. I'm frequently tasked with delivering updates on project milestones to both my team and upper management. While it can be nerve-wracking at times, I find that thorough preparation and practice help me convey information concisely and engagingly. Part 2. Long Turn. Now let's focus on the main task. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you had to make an important presentation. You should say what the presentation was about, when and where you gave the presentation, who you presented to, and explain why this presentation was important. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a crucial presentation I gave last year at my company's annual conference. The presentation was centered on a groundbreaking new product that our team had been developing for the past 18 months. The event took place in June at the Grand Hotel in the city center. It was a high-stakes situation, as I was presenting to an audience of about 200 people, including our CEO, board members, and potential investors. The pressure was palpable, but I felt well-prepared. This presentation was particularly significant for several reasons. Firstly, it represented the culmination of over a year's worth of hard work and innovation from our entire team. Secondly, the success of this presentation would determine whether we received the necessary funding to move forward with production. Lastly, it was a personal milestone for me, as it was the largest and most important presentation I had ever given in my career. I began by outlining the problem our product aimed to solve, then delved into the technical aspects of our solution. I made sure to highlight the unique selling points and potential market impact. To engage the audience, I incorporated interactive demonstrations and real-world scenarios. The presentation was well-received, with the audience asking insightful questions during the Q&A session. Ultimately, it led to the approval of our project's next phase, which was an immense relief and a significant achievement for our team. This experience taught me the importance of thorough preparation, clear communication, and staying calm under pressure. It was a defining moment in my career and boosted my confidence in public speaking. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did you prepare for this presentation? What challenges did you face during the preparation or delivery? How has this experience affected your approach to future presentations? Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question: What skills are essential for giving effective presentations? Band 6-7. Answer: I think good communication skills are really important. You need to be able to explain your ideas clearly. Also, being confident helps a lot. It's good to know your topic well and to practice beforehand. Band 8-9. Answer: Several key skills contribute to effective presentations. Foremost among these is the ability to articulate ideas concisely and coherently. Equally crucial is the capacity to engage an audience through dynamic delivery and compelling storytelling. Moreover, proficiency in nonverbal communication, such as maintaining eye contact and using appropriate gestures, can significantly enhance the impact of a presentation. Lastly, the ability to adapt on the fly and handle unexpected questions or technical issues demonstrates a level of expertise that can elevate a good presentation to a great one. Question: Do you think the ability to give presentations is becoming more important in today's world? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I believe it is. In many jobs now, people need to present their ideas to others. It's important in business and also in education. Good presentation skills can help you succeed in your career. Band 8-9. Answer: absolutely. The ability to deliver effective presentations is increasingly vital in our interconnected, information-driven world. With the proliferation of remote work and digital communication, the skill to convey complex ideas succinctly and engagingly has become indispensable across various sectors. Furthermore, in an era where personal branding and thought leadership are highly valued, strong presentation skills can set individuals apart in competitive job markets. Additionally, the rise of TED Talks and similar platforms has underscored the power of compelling presentations in disseminating ideas and influencing public opinion. Consequently, this skill is not just a professional asset, but a powerful tool for social and cultural impact. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: articulate, articulate, express an idea or feeling fluently and coherently. Example: she articulated her points clearly during the presentation. Compelling, adjective, evoking interest, attention, or admiration in a powerfully irresistible way. Example: his compelling argument convinced the board to approve the project. Palpable, adjective, palpable, able to be touched or felt, so intense as to seem almost tangible. Example: the tension in the room was palpable as I began my presentation. Milestone noun, milestone, a significant stage or event in the development of something. Example: giving that presentation was a major milestone in my career. Proliferation, rapid increase in numbers. Example: the proliferation of online platforms has made presentation skills more important than ever. Examiner's advice: to excel in describing a time when you made an important presentation, focus on these key areas. Structure your answer logically, covering all points in the cue card. Use a variety of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Provide specific details to make your story vivid and engaging. Express emotions and reflections to demonstrate depth of thought. Practice describing different types of presentations to improve fluency. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to elaborate on your ideas are crucial. Keep practicing, and you'll see improvement in your IELTS speaking performance. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to work on a tight deadline, which can help you prepare for similar task-oriented speaking topics.